From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
From the man who helped bring you Facebook Live comes a new live streaming app called Alively. Could it be the next wave of video sharing? More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And arriving fresh on the app market is a new live streaming video product crafted by one of the architects of Facebook Live. His name is Vadim Lavrusic, and he is the co-founder of this new app, Alively, which is basically aimed at video users who want to be a little more selective and intimate in their streaming practices and needs. Let's go straight to the details. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is WSJD's Brian Fitzgerald. Hey, Brian.
Hi.
So one of the folks that helped craft Facebook Live, Vadim Lavrusic.
Yes.
It's not an easy one.
I'm glad you had to say it,
there
not
we
me.
Go, exactly. He's venturing off on his own with Alively. So let's get the basic breakdown first. How does Alively work?
Pretty much like a lot of video streaming, live video streaming apps, it's not that the user interface is that complicated relative to something, you know, an app like Snapchat, where you just sort of, you have a list of contacts and you pick the ones you want to send your data to, in a sense, in this case, the data
right.
is live video, right? So on that front end, if you will, a lot of it's the same. It's sort of the intent of the app, of who you're sending the video to, is where Alively is trying to make its play there.
So more selective live video as opposed to streaming broadly. Okay.
That's right. And the value proposition there for Alively is that, you know, people inherently are nervous about sharing live video. It's so intimate. It's so personal. The immediate inclination is going to be to want to share with just a few people. And, you know, what's funny is I remember when Facebook Live and when Periscope, I should say Periscope, which is now owned by Twitter, when that first came out, I remember thinking, I think even came on a podcast and said it, that, you know, where it's going to capture, where people are going to really, it's going to capture people is with, you know, the mom who wants to share the dance recital with the relatives on the West Coast or whatever, who's far, you know, overseas or whatever.
Right.
And it's going to be, you know, those kinds of situations, you know, that we're going to really sort of be magic for people, you know, rather than I want to stream my life like a celebrity to the world, which is kind of what it feels like Facebook wants people to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. You know, because Alively is just one of the many companies jumping on the live streaming bandwagon, though. Is the gamble here that live video is the new way people communicate and get their information?
Well, certainly technology companies think so, that video will be. And then, you know, when you take video to the next step, it's live video, right? And then somewhere in there, the live video is actually live VR, et cetera, et cetera. So,
right.
So you know, the danger here for Alively is that it's late, right? There are already, as you just said, a handful of competitors out there that are well known. I mean, when you count Facebook Live and then Periscope by Twitter, you've probably eaten up the vast majority of people who are going to want to share live video. So they have Alively has some work cut out for itself. And you know, Facebook and Twitter are by far not the only two competitors in this space. Right. And so it has its work cut out for it there. But that said, you know, the number of people who are sharing live video is still tiny relative to the number of people who are sharing, say, text via a social app like Facebook or even texts, SMS.
Also interesting is that the videos are stored in the cloud as opposed to users, you know, smartphones. Yeah. Is that unique? Is that starting to happen more often?
Well, I think yes. I think you have two things going on there, and I'm glad you brought that up. One is, you know, it's ever cheaper to store stuff in the cloud, so companies are more willing to do it.
Okay.
And two, you know, but we're also at a point where, you know, there are people who still struggle with storage on their personal devices, right? There are still people, you know, unless Apple changes its plan in the next month or two, you know, the lowest end iPhone is still 16 gigabytes, which is like a, you know, barely
two
nothing,
pictures,
right?
Now.
Right, exactly. So you're at this point now where the person still struggles with storing that data, but it's sort of cost effective enough for a company to offer to cloud storage. So yeah, so that's one of a few sort of under the hood tweaks that Alively has going on that a lot of people probably won't realize is such a benefit to them. There's another one that I actually think is a bigger feather in its cap is that, you know, it is live video, it is real time, but it's delayed. So it's delayed by about 30 seconds. And what that does, in theory, is it allows Alively to sort of clean up and then stream out a better image, a higher quality mm-hmm. image, a sharper image, if you will, than when you just try to, you know, blast the data immediately from one spot to another. So the video quality, the compression, you know, it just deteriorates with live video. You've seen it. Anytime you look at live video on a phone, it's like, you know, it looks like you're looking through raindrops or misty
it's
window.
A little fuzzy, right, yeah.
So by delaying 30 seconds, in theory, I haven't tried it, so I can't say it works. But in theory, it allows them to sort of compress the picture, make it better, make it sharper, et cetera.
Gotcha. So you see, you kind of weigh out the pros and cons in terms of its pathway to success. Mm-hmm. You know, the market is so saturated, yet it is innovative in its own unique way in terms of what it can do.
Yeah, well, you have to try to differentiate. I mean, mm-hmm. like I say, you know, because it's so hard to compete against Facebook, and I'm sure Mr. LaRussa gets that, right? He was an architect of Facebook Live. You know, what makes Facebook so successful is because so many people already use it.
Yeah.
So just people by accident are going to end up using, you know, more people by accident or just by, you know, falling into the habit of using Facebook and try live video there than are probably going to go and seek out a new live streaming app
right.
they've never heard of. So it really is challenging to compete against such a Goliath like Facebook in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Brian Fitzgerald, thank you as always for the time.
Thank you.
For more information, you can check out WSJD.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.